Show are always available from TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Tyler, Puss, I sent you the link to the Bear Cam because I actually am getting a lot of requests. We're getting a lot of emails.
Well, not from your Puss. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, I want you to put it up on Twitter, and I want Puss to
he can do Twitter, too.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah. I would have. I don't time rate a second, but I'll put it up.
Yeah, if you're expecting him to put it up on Twitter, you will be sorely mistaken.
No, I put stuff up on Twitter sometimes.
Yeah, but stuff that you think is cool.
Puss takes care of that. So.
I do like this, and not more than just to annoy Tyler.
A friend of mine, my friend Carla, who's listening to us in Ocean City, Maryland, sent me a picture of a drink, a high-dose 10-milligram canned cocktail, zero calories.
Yeah.
It's called Nowadays.
I've had some of those.
The Nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Do they spell days, D-A-Z-E?
No, they don't. They should, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't.
I'm glad they don't, too. They spell it the normal way, right. Zero. That's zero. That's 10 milligram.
Did you send it from a camera? From a bathroom in Ocean City, Maryland?
No.
or is that exclusive to New Jersey?
Creep.
It must be exclusive to New Jersey, right, exactly. So I got this, saw this yesterday. Everybody's curious about people's wages. Everybody always is about what stuff gets paid. And this is stuff.
But we're all trained to not ask.
Ask in person, right.
Unless you're a kid. Nobody asks you, how much do you make?
Right. There are still people that walk up to people and say that to them.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's the worst thing you can do. If you know somebody really, really well and you say, hey, you could tell them. You can ask that.
Yeah,
but I mean, even then, it's got to be really, really well.
That's the only people I impart that information to.
But even then, it's got to be really, really well. And I would never ask. When's the last time you ask anybody what they got paid?
Never.
People are just curious nowadays because this person does this for a living. This person does this for a living. What's that pay? You don't say that.
If that's the case, I kind of look it up. You know, like I'm curious what a commercial pilot makes.
Well, commercial pilots is listed. It's up there, right?
You can look up more. What does a radio personality make? But, you know, that's all over the board. Salaries are all over the board in every walk of life.
Well, when I was doing stand-up, people would ask
more often than any other job I've had.
Yeah. What do you get paid for that?
It's funny. I never asked anybody that was just, you know, a local guy trying to make it, traveling the circuit a little bit, you know, featuring, not really headlining. But when somebody is famous, I ask Colleen, what do they want for the weekend? If they're that's who I care about. Anybody else has done my business.
I've seen that list. It's interesting.
It's crazy list because famous people make a lot of money on the weekend, the Funny Bone, and they make a lot of money sometimes, a lot. And you go, wow. But I've never asked anybody, like on your level, Nick. You know, I mean, I've never asked anybody.
Nick doesn't have a level anymore.
Well, he doesn't. No, but, you know, level. A lot of our friends that were just coming through town, even some of the headliners that weren't really famous, I never asked them.
Making more than I did when I was at the pharmacy, but that was a very low bar.
Okay.
Yeah, well, guy shouted out what he was making for one show when we...
when he walked on the stage.
Inquired. Right. And then I think one time Lewis Black was in here, and we looked at one of those celebrity net worth things and asked the validity of those, and he goes, yeah, that's actually pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
I think when I was really... before everything, you know, when it was going well, I wore all my welcome everywhere. It was like, I would between the morning job and stand up, it was about 50 a year.
Oh, see, I never asked you that, Nick. You said that out loud to people that I wouldn't even know. Okay.
I guess I asked,
I know you're hustling. I know you're working a lot.
The last time I asked somebody.
When license plates were really selling.
Yeah.
I realized. Somebody sent a photo of one of your license plates the other day.
They're still out in the wild.
Yeah.
No, I think
like I said, people listening to the show thought we would know that. I never asked you. It's none of my business.
No.
You know? Yeah.
When my daughter got her first job here this year, I asked her, what are you making?
Well, of course. Wow. Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And then I went, hey, you're making three times as much as I made at my first job?
Oh,
I didn't even remember what I got paid at my first job. I just knew it was enough for like the Limp Bizkit CD and some Taco Bell.
Right. And when you're not making dick, you're more likely to spill that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk about salaries of the past.
She's working at a fast food place and making pretty good money and just got promoted.
I think I've only told, Todd.
What is the minimum wage?
Todd, my dad. I had one really good friend that was doing, I told him once, and then I told my ex and my new girlfriend. I've told her. Other than that, I've never told anybody.
People have no problem asking me what you guys make.
And that's crazy.
I say $6 million a year.
Yeah. And you don't know, Nick.
No.
Give him the old, was it Tom Wilson? Give him that answer. More than you.
Yeah, but that's not true for a lot of people. Well, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it's not always true.
Well, it's true, but whatever. This is cruise ship people. People that work on cruise ships.
Wasn't Ed aghast one time when we were walking out of, I think, a Hooters appearance? Said, Mike, how much you make for something like that?
He was more pissed at that. He didn't care that I was making money doing this for a living.
Yeah, but
he thought sitting and drinking a pitcher of beer and eating wings and talking on the mic twice an hour and walking out with, I don't know, a couple $100. He said, are you kidding me? Jesus Christ, you kidding me? I said, yeah, it was $200. I sat there and drank beer. Right. It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
I had to paint half a house to get that back in the day.
Damn right he did.
God damn it.
But he didn't bitch when he drank the beer and ate the wings for free.
No.
All right.
No, he didn't.
Or bagged the hookers, did he? No.
Three times.
No. Did you, Dad?
The great gig was that hole heckling.
Hole heckling. Well, they probably paid pretty good for that, right? Yeah.
There was once Gary and I did it, and there was like a comma in the check for each of us. I'm like,
wow.
This is nuts.
A comma?
Really?
Yeah.
But that's a one-off. Like, if you can sustain that, you're like...
Not a dot, not a period, a comma.
Right.
Was that also like 6 hours of your day, though?
Yeah, but $1,000.
We're just having cocktails and telling people they look fat and dumb. Like it's not a bad gig.
It's pretty much what you did at the last golf tournament, except you made them give them your information so you could sell you insurance.
Right. Just to save our marketing people a little time here, it'll cost you more than $200 for Tyler and I to drink a pitcher of beer at your place because now there's a flight involved.
There's a flight involved, right.
Yeah. But not for me.
Yeah.
These are cruise ship employees. And I saw somebody on the cruise ship the other day talking, just a guy working on the cruise ship. He was a regular worker. And while the cruise is out, they work 7 days a week while the cruise is out because they can't. There's not enough time for people to take any time off, and they sign contracts. So, but when they get off the cruise, if they don't go hop on another boat, they're off a month. They can do whatever they want. So they're probably still under contract. But in this case, crew members receive free food, accommodation, medical coverage for the duration of their contracts, and many source countries exempt overseas maritime earnings from income tax. So you're talking about,
are these people full time?
Cruise ship captains. Well, they keep going back out. Yeah, they probably are full time.
Yeah,
but they got times off the boat too, so I'm not sure if they get paid during those times.
But I wonder if that's full of a lot of seasonal workers, other than the captain and the crew.
Well, no, crews are 24/7.
Yeah,
Todd,
you're right.
You know? And also 24/7, 12. Is that 12 months?
Yeah.
Cruise captains typically earn between $12,000 and $25,000 a month. That's the captain. Galley utility workers earn between $1,200 and $2,500 per month. The housekeeping staff usually $1,200 to $2,200 per month. Chief housekeepers earn $4,000 to $7,000 monthly, and executive chefs earn $5,000 to $9,000 a month. Now, some of that lower ones, the 12 to 25, doesn't sound like a lot
of
money.
That's not much.
It's not, but if you don't have a house, you're paying for.
You got no bills,
and you got no food, no booze. I shouldn't say that. Yeah. No food and your accommodations. It's not much, Push. You're right. But it's a good job for somebody young who wants to go out there and do that.
But you need to be working
all the time.
10 months a year to
to bring the money in. But you also have no bills.
Yeah.
If you don't have a place you're keeping, if you're not paying rent anywhere.
Yeah. If you're on the ship 10 months a year, you probably don't even own a car.
No, so that's true, too. Yeah.
No car, no home, no insurance for either one of those. Yeah. Yeah. And all your utilities are paid for. All your food is paid for.
If that's a contract work, though, wouldn't you have to kind of have some place to fall back on if you didn't?
Suppose you have to have a home
base. If you got
fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you just didn't get picked up for a next ship when you got off of the last one. I mean,
I guarantee we're talking to somebody that knows somebody really well or has done this and can answer some of our questions. About that.
Seems like a risky, kind of iffy way to go, you know?
Well, I remember I got out of college. My buddy got out of college.
And you don't think people make careers out of that? I think
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
That's a whole
Pursers
lifestyle.
And, yeah. And we all saw a love boat. Those guys make careers, right? I knew a guy. I met a guy. Listen to this career. This dude was a bartender in Ocean City, New Jersey. Excuse me, Maryland.
Maryland. A good one.
And yeah.
Ocean City.
He was probably around 55, and he works the season up there at this cool bar from like probably May to like end of September, all of May and end of September. And then as soon as that's over,
Wind and Fire song?
Then he flies to Puerto Rico and works the rest of the year down there.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, bartenders in places like that, they pull in some cash.
Does he have a family?
Yeah. No, his daughter's raised. So it's like one of those kind of guys. The daughter's raised. Yeah. Right. He's not bailing on
his
family.
That'd be tough if you had a family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he was, like you said, he's 55, so his daughter was raised.
How many months a year is he in Ocean City?
Probably 5 months.
And yeah. What does he do the other 7?
Then he's in Puerto Rico.
No.
Yeah. Same gig in a different beach.
Yeah, well, same gig, different beach.
I see that at a lot of ski places.
Yeah.
You know, like there will be people from New Zealand and Australia that come and work ski resorts during their summer, and then they go back to their home during the winter.
I think you're a young person or an older person, in that case, the bar situation. What a great gig. Yeah. While you can. While you can, man.
My fishing guide over last week was a 31-year-old female, a high school teacher, high school biology teacher at Kenai High. Hmm. And that she was a fishing guide in the off season. And
then what she looked like?
She was cute.
Okay.
Yeah. Young, she was one of those avid outdoors people. Yeah. You know, she and her husband like to hunt and trap.
They were completely.
They were totally
Alaska. Talk and watch.
Yeah.
You know,
totally Alaska.
That's what he'd prefer to.
Yeah. Like I say, every time we went out on those whitewater rafting trips, those guys, in the summer, they run the boats, and in the winter, they're up on the ski hill.
Right.
And that's just their. And that most of them were living in, like, you know, camper vans and minimal stuff.
Oh, I bet you there are a lot of people who do the whitewater rafting in the summer and the skiing in the winter.
I wonder if there are two captains, though, on these boats. That's what I'm curious about because the boat, like you said, Puss, sometimes moving the whole time. And a captain can't stay up awake 24 hours.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, the captain, there's a first mate.
Yeah, there are guys who can drive that thing till you get down.
Yeah, I think the very definition of being a captain is you're the only one.
I would assume they have
the same. Yeah, true, and you also get to go have dinner with people when they want you to, right?
But just before the ship
probably
sinks.
Probably have similar rules as an airline captain would.
Right.
You know, you can only be in the air so many hours, or you can only be behind the, you know, whatever.
The wheel?
The big steering wheel.
I do think the people that clean your rooms get ripped off, though. $1,200 to $2,200 a month. That ain't dick, man.
Oh,
and you're cleaning. You're
you,
cleaning
and I forgot to do this while I was on vacation, and I always have it in the back of my mind, but I didn't have any cash at the time. There was an envelope out in front of the TV, and, you know, to tip your... I always forget.
When I remember, I give... Yeah.
And if anybody deserves a tip, it's probably housekeeping, and I don't do it often enough.
No, I don't either. I forget, to be honest with you. I always forget.
That and you're sick of tipping everywhere else. So. And you're not used. I'm not used to tipping. Once in a while, I will do it. But I've not become accustomed to tipping the housekeeping.
Well, in some of the places, like one of the ones we stayed in this vacation, it said right there, we only come every other day. Like, they're cutting back. You don't.
Oh, yeah.
Some motels,
right.
They don't go.
Right.
They don't come in every day and clean up.
I don't mind that either.
No, I don't either.
I like to come home to a messy bed. And nobody's dicked with
you. Had me. You only come every other day.
Yeah.
All right. I can actually say that. You have to bleep that. All right. You had me at that. Okay. Which is about right for a single guy. None of us are single. You know? No, a single guy, it's every day, right? Okay. Yeah. Usually. Show up. Let's say show up.
You were most recently single. You tell us.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every goddamn day.
Every goddamn day.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.